Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. On Monday, May 20th, Amy Nelson's going to come on, and we're going to talk social media, but specifically how to drive revenue and connect with important stakeholders that matter to you in your business using social media. The next day, we have Nosheen Chen, and she's going to lead a presentation about how to become a better communicator, how to increase those skills faster, because that's going to help you not just connect with new people, new clients, but also get your idea across better. Ton of takeaways in that presentation. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.com.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 537 of AskPat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. All right, here's today's question from Dale.
Hey, Pat. My name is Dale, and I am from Edmonton, Alberta, Canada. And I don't even know where I stumbled upon your stuff, but since I did, I flew on a plane for work, and I just sort of listened to as much as I could. And so I ended up having a question now with this, with Ask Pat. So I thought I'd pose it out to you guys. So basically, my question is, how do you jump into a niche that is already super saturated, but that's sort of what you know? How do you monetize that? How do you find how to break into there when there's so much noise out there? So yeah, so that's basically my question. Thanks, Pat. And looking forward to hearing more from you. Thanks.
Hey, Dale, what's up? Thank you so much for the question today. You know, I am very familiar with getting into a space that is extremely saturated, and I know a lot of people out there have done the same thing, and a lot of people I know have done the same thing. For instance, somebody that comes to mind is Steve Kam over at Nerd Fitness. He was in, I think it was episode 196 of the Smart Passive Income podcast. We talk a little bit about his story. He came out with a book recently called Level Up Your Life, and he talks about in that episode how he was able to break through into the fitness industry, which is very, very, very saturated. I don't know what industry you're in, but whatever industry you're looking to get into, the number one thing you could do when you're looking to get into a space is to understand truly what position would make you stand out. As I like to say, as I said in my book, Will It Fly, you know, stand out of the crowd is what you're supposed to do. But how do you know how to do that unless you know what's in that or who is in that crowd? So one way to do this is to run through my market map exercise, which I outline in my book, Will It Fly? You could find that at willitflybook.com, but I'll just explain it for you here. So this is where you determine the three P's of your target market. So the saturated market that you're looking to get into. Write down a list of all of the places where people in that target audience hang out, online, offline, just write them all out. All the websites, blogs, forums, social media groups, all those things, write them all down. The second P, are the people, the influencers in that space already. You can look up the top Twitter profiles, the top Facebook personalities. A lot of people on those websites and those places are going to be on that list as well, but just write them all down, have a convenient way to contact them or find a place where they're at in that spreadsheet that you're creating. Then the third P are the products. What is being offered to that target audience already? What is out there serving them, and what are they paying for? So when you have these three P's in front of you on this Excel sheet, it's very similar to an exercise that Neil Patel shared on my podcast called the 200 list. However many you can get of each of these three P's is going to be very, very insightful, because when you see this, it becomes your market map. This is what is out there serving that particular market. And if it's a saturated market, this list is going to be quite big. But then you can have this bird's eye perspective on the market and be able to position yourself in a way much easier than just trying to guess what works. So by doing this, you'll be able to understand who's out there and find the different patterns of what's working and what's not. And again, it's all about positioning. So when I came in the space of internet marketing, everybody was doing it a certain way, and I went in and did it a completely different way. So, you know, I don't need to get super detailed here because that could take forever, because I've purposefully done things differently in so many different ways, from how I treat my email list, from sharing my failures in addition to my wins, from revealing how much money I make, on my income reports. All those things are very, very strategic in the way that I'm actually approaching what I do online, and that's how I've been able to grow and crack in to this very saturated space called internet marketing. Steve Kam, he did it by actually niching down. So he took a group of people within the fitness space and really focused on them and became their trusted advisor, their leader. And his is nerds, or people who are into video games and nerdy things like that. And that's why his business is called Nerd Fitness. And he's created an amazing community, even bigger than SPI, all around that sense of, you know, nerds who are just trying to be fit and live a healthy lifestyle. There's another person, Derek Halpern, he comes to mind. He came in even later than I in the internet marketing space. And he came in with a different angle. And he used his ability to really decipher what was happening in certain studies, psychological studies. He went to school for psychology and all this stuff. And so he's able to read these studies and look at them in a way that a lot of us aren't able to look at them, and use what's called your unfair advantage. He was able to determine what his was and incorporate that in his business. I was able to incorporate my unfair advantage, which, you know, I know I have a few, which is my ability to build relationships with people really quickly online, to be able to understand what they kind of like and what they would respond to, and be able to give them that, to be able to break things down that are very complicated into a very easy to consume manner. That those are my unique abilities. What is your superpower, Dale? So whatever it is that it is, what is your superpower? Incorporate that into this saturated market that you're getting into. And that is what's going to help you stand out. Because if you don't know what that superpower is, well, then you're not going to ever, you know, be able to do well. It's just, that's the way it is. So that, combined with the positioning, superpower and your positioning, that's how you win in a saturated market. Now, there's a lot of other things you could do too. You want to make sure you try to build relationships with some of the top players in that market too. That's what's going to help speed up the growth of whatever it is that you're trying to do. But it's going to be easy if you have a certain position that is not out there already. You can come in with a certain expertise or angle that nobody's talking about, or they just want to avoid, and you could become that person that everybody else is going to reference on that thing within that saturated market. So that's how I would approach it, and hopefully that has you thinking about what those things might be. So Dale, I appreciate your question. We're going to send you an AskPat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show, just like we do for everybody whose question gets featured here on the show. And for those of you who have a question that you'd like to ask, head on over to askpat.com. You can ask right there on that page. I also want to thank again everybody who has already purchased and gotten their copy of my book, Will It Fly? How to Test Your Next Business Idea So You Don't Waste Your Time and Money. This is a perfect book for those of you who have the same question as Dale. How do you know, you know, this thing that you're going into is actually going to work out for you? Well, I give you everything you need to know step by step. I hold your hand. We do exercises in the book together. I actually start them, and then actually you follow my lead. You got to check it out. So far, everybody's been saying amazing things about it. Over 100 reviews at the time of this recording, 97% five-star reviews. You got to check it out. If you want to check it out, find it at willitflybook.com. And as always, just thank you so much for taking time today. And the quotes this week on Ask Pat at the end of the show are all from my book. And here's a quote from me in the book, Will It Fly? And that is, good ideas are common, but those who are willing to take action and execute those ideas are far more rare. Cheers, take care, and I'll see you guys in the next episode of Ask Pat. Thanks again, guys. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.